Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we will conclude this message I've been sharing, Sound the Trumpet. And we've been looking at the sixth chapter of Joshua, which describes the victory that they experienced in conquering the first city of Canaan, and that was Jericho. And there were three main lessons that can be learned from this chapter. One is the doom or destruction of Jericho, the victory of faith, and now today we want to look at God's salvation to all who respond in faith. And as I was meditating on these scriptures, I was seeing a great parallel to the times in which we are now living, that God's people are embarking on a journey of faith, if you will, to possess our promised land. And it will not achieve perfection and fulfillment until the Lord Jesus returns. What a glorious day that's going to be when we come back with Jesus and He sets up His millennial reign upon this earth. Beloved, we don't know the day or the hour, but we certainly can know the seasons, and by every sign of the times, by the sorrows that are upon this earth, the physical, natural catastrophes and the wickedness of men, just as in the days of Noah, such evil abounds in the earth. Beloved, we know that the end must be very close. And while Jesus said, you know, He says, no man knows the hour of the day, and it would behoove ministries not to attempt to set days. Will Jesus come in 2016? Beloved, it doesn't matter when He comes. We don't think we need to concern ourselves with that, but what we do need to concern ourselves with is we need to be ready and to do all that we can to be found faithful in the Lord's service, to be as that good servant who is awaiting His Lord's return, and not as the wicked servant who began to eat and be drunken and beat his fellow maidservants and men servants. God would assign His place with the unbelievers. That's what Jesus said in that parable. So, beloved, it's a very serious hour in which we're living, and we have to be aware of the times in which we're living. And just as the people of Jericho were self-satisfied, complete, and content in the worldview that they had their gods. They thought they were impregnable. No one had conquered Jericho. In their lifetime, they were concerned that it was virtually impregnable. Beloved, I just want to tell you, the world is well satisfied. They think with all the advancements in technology and science, that's the answer to all of mankind's problems. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And there are many biblical fools that are alive today in the earth, if you will. But beloved, we have been given a task. As the Lord, the Father, spoke to Jesus in that second psalm, and He was saying, ask of Me, and I will give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. We, as the children of God, we can claim that inheritance as well. We are to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're of God's family. We are His ambassadors. We're His representatives. We are given the Great Commission. We are to preach the gospel to every nation. We're to do what we not physically be able to go into the nations, but we surely can pray, and we can support missionaries. We can do what we can. We can be missionaries wherever we are, in our neighborhoods, wherever God has placed us within our circle of influence. We can be a force for good. We can be a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, We're living in serious times. And just as for the people of Jericho, they were going on content, thinking, you know, they had no serious concern from the children of Israel, but there were some, and that was Rahab and her family, who realized and had heard reports of the God of heaven and earth, who moved in behalf of his people, who brought them out of Egypt with a strong, outstretched arm. She feared, and she helped the spies, and as a result, she was spared. Hebrews 11:31 says, "By faith the harlot Rahab perished not." Rahab, even though she was a Gentile, she became the mother of the bloodline of David and eventually of Jesus. She believed. What did she say? She said, "I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that the Lord your God is God." She obeyed, and I trust you know the story, that she tied a scarlet cord to the window. And in that sixth chapter, Joshua is very clear. He said in verse 22, "But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, Go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in, and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred, and left them without the camp of Israel." And it says, "And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was therein. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household." Praise God. And this is a type, an example, if you will, that whomsoever will, if they respond to God's voice, if they respond to the word of the Lord, they will be saved from the destruction that is coming upon this earth. There are those that will mock the gospel. There are those who ridicule Christians. There are those who are taking the lives, martyring Christians at this very hour that I'm speaking to you. The massacre of Christians all over the world, especially in the Middle East, it's horrific. And our mainline news doesn't even report it. But beloved, for those who will respond, there is salvation. There is redemption. She obeyed. She tied the scarlet cord in the window. And faith without works is dead. That scarlet cord signified the shed blood of Jesus. And just like as the Lord gave commandment to the children of Israel when they were in celebrating that first Passover, the destroying angel, when he saw the blood, he would pass over them. And so the message of Rahab is stark and true. Beloved, today, now is the acceptable time, not when the walls have fallen flat. Beloved, it's going to be, a time is coming when it'll be everlastingly too late. Now is the time. The walls falling flat signify the end of time, beloved. That's how I saw this whole Jericho story, that I saw the children of Israel as the church today, Jew and Gentile, moving on under the command of the captain of the host. The walls falling flat, indicating the end of this age, when the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and a sound of the trumpet. Israel was to possess their promised land. David was set up as king. But beloved, we are the church, the body of Christ, and we are moving to establish the very reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, first of all in our hearts, and then we shall see him rule and reign from the literal city of Jerusalem. Beloved, Satan's kingdom and all opposing rule and every principality and power of men or of angels shall be effectively and eternally be put down. Praise God. Destruction, beloved, was determined for Jericho and for the kingdoms of this world. This was but a first fruits, if you will, of what God was going to do. God had suffered long for centuries with the iniquity of the Amorites, for those who had set up gods and who had willfully mocked and made fun of the things of God. But beloved, a time was coming in which they would be destroyed. And so it is God's, you know, he's very patient, he's merciful, he's not willing that any should perish. But just as destruction was determined for Jericho, so we see that every nation and every person who will not receive the Lord Jesus Christ, those who oppose them, the things of God, those who oppose the things of the Lord will be effectively and eternally put down. What was the word of the Lord? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And no matter what it looks like, beloved, we're living in perilous times, but the word counsels us in Psalm 46 and 2. Let me read that, or I'll start with verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Praise God. And so, what is the conclusion of the matter, beloved? We have a land to take. We have a city to take, if you will. And God commands us, as he spoke to his servant so long ago, so he speaks to us. And let me share, in closing, a few verses from that very first chapter of Joshua. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And just before that he says in verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear to their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And as those words were true and were valid for Joshua, so are they true and valid for us today. Beloved, let's arise and let's take the land. Amen. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and I thank you for the privilege of allowing me to share the word of the Lord with you this week. I do invite you to write if you have prayer needs. Allow me the privilege of standing with you. There's power in agreeing prayer. The announcer will give you our contact information. I look forward to receiving your letter. Thank you. God bless you for listening. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.